Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. New Concept Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose by Susan N. Chandler, also known as Mindscope 7, is a masterfully paradoxical approach to resolving conflict, providing the tools necessary for transformative and lasting change. Breakthroughs in conquering monumental mountains that few have ever had the strength, wisdom, or endurance to climb. As a situational awareness expert, Susan has helped people and businesses to find and extract mysterious monsters wrecking lives and preventing productivity. She found a passion for serving others through the strength required to cope and heal from dysfunctional and dangerous situations. She became a quick study of the science and methodology for overcoming an underdog position. Susan also earned professional credentialing as a crisis first responder, board-certified mental health coach. She received a Myers-Briggs course certification in communication, behavioral, and personality studies, with over 50 years of life experiences and managing numerous businesses, over 100 employees as well. She honed expertise in human sciences. Susan N. Chandler, also known as Microscope 7, author of New Concept Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose, is our guest on This Week in America. Susan, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much for having me today.
I can't wait for our conversation. Situational awareness expert, I can't wait to jump into this. And let's start with the very basics on this. The book is New Concept Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
You know, Rick, it's like throughout history, when someone has to move really big, it's usually something they love, they're very passionate about. Something bigger than them is moving them into action. So, myself, what's interesting is the world we see today, it's so much extremism. There's so many calamities. It's sort of like we're at that boiling point where we're answering for these little hidden monsters that we've been growing all along.
Yes.
Well, interesting thing, and I say this from a place of love, forgiveness, and healed myself from a lot of devastating situations. It's so hard sometimes to talk about these things, especially when it's been part of our environment. But here's the good news, Rick, because I did grow up in a situation that had a lot of extremism that was surrounding me each day, and there was calamity in most every day. And again, I say that from a positive standpoint, because we can take these moments, and that was just the nature in which that God had given me, that I wanted to figure out, why is this happening? And so this is a life's work for me, and it's all of a sudden, boom, something happened. No big surprise here. It involved one of my children, an adult child, and we all know as parents, is there anything that would move us greater than that? We ourselves would go down for the sake of that child.
Yes.
That's that endearing love. So what's interesting is all of those times that I had growing up in this sort of extremism and calamities, that I knew that I was learning all along. You don't even understand how that will be a strength for you in your life later. So the good news is, right now, even though it looks grim and difficult, this is such an opportunity for us all to take a look, to ask ourselves those tough, serious questions. And it's a serious time for us to make good choices, to look at the things that are difficult for us to look at within ourselves or maybe within our families, our community, but look at it from a place of love and healing and how we move beyond this in a very good way and leave some of that behind us.
The book is so relatable because you've gone through this. This is not something you studied, so it's done from an academic standpoint. You have lived and thrived through this with a mission now to share your knowledge with others. The book is New Concept Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose. Our guest is the author, Susan N. Chandler. The book written under the name Mindscope 7. I'll give you the website where the book's available as we go through the program. How will this book help readers better understand situational awareness? And I love this concept of situational awareness because most of us go through life not aware of the situation surrounding us.
And you know, Rick, that is such a good point you make. And honestly, as I was growing up, I was, like some folks feel, you're sort of that oddball because you're looking around and you're like, I really don't fit here. And I always felt like I'm sort of a woman before my time or a person before my time, sort of that old soul. I was always that person. It made me feel odd, but now I look and I see the benefits. I always was really, I guess, gifted or talented or skilled with understanding situations at a very root level, but I was also really sitting there quietly trying to observe, learn, discover, not for bad reasons, but I really wanted to heal this. I didn't want to make certain mistakes that had hurt and injured me, and I wanted to see healing in my family. So there actually was a study done. This is interesting that we hear a lot the last few years of people feeling like they're woke and this sort of slang cliche.
Yes.
But cliches really are not very much meaning. People usually throw those out to stop humans from thinking through a situation. Actually, you know, only about 5 to 10% of people truly have an awareness of what's going on. That upsets people to a degree, but I think you have to look at it like this, and then it won't upset you. Just like we are gifted differently, there's a great athlete, they're born that way, they work at it. There's someone who's a great mathematician or any sort of great skill, a musician. They're born with that, they work at it. It's the same thing. This is the same type. You're born with the skill, you work at it, you better it. It's just part of your very nature. So situational awareness, it is critical for us to understand what is the destructive things that's not only hurting life forms around us, but it also destroys our productivity in business, the momentum of where we're trying to get to in a positive way. It's like with one hand, we're trying to do this, but then it's being torn down with the other. It helps us set some new disciplines for ourselves or for our teams or for our families of how we're going to, first, we figured out some of these things that we can put our finger on that is very these little destructive monsters. And now how do we have conversations? What disciplines, what tools that we can start working around these and chipping away one by one? It is amazing. It takes energy. But what if you don't put that energy in all along, then all of a sudden you get this boiling point and then everyone's scurrying. You don't want to be in that place because that's damages that are unnecessary. So we can just look at it truthfully as possible. And that's something we have difficulty with sometimes is understanding situations because, Rick, we were taught something in our cultural upbringing, in our religious upbringing, and we were given certain ideas. So as adults or as we're going through life, we need to start questioning what it is we believe, why we believe that, and can we find a foundational truth in that and what we carry forward with us and what we clip away. Then we get closer to the truth of making better decisions that work for us as society and humanity, help us heal, and help us get along with each other without all this fear. Because once you realize what you believe, there's really no internal belief conflict for you of people believing different or living different, because you know what you believe and why. Actually, all you're left with is love and friendship for people and the ability to help them and stand beside them, because you also realize how long it took you to come to certain levels of maturity and understanding.
This is such an important book. The book is titled A New Concept Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose by Susan N. Chandler, writing under the name MindScope 7. Her website is authorsusannchandler.com. We'll have that up on our website. And book at Amazon, pageturner.us, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. In the book, you talk about silence in relation to one's power and purpose. How is silence beneficial to us? Sometimes I think silence is the right answer to a lot of questions, and we haven't mastered that skill yet. How important is silence? How beneficial to us?
Oh, Rick, it's probably the most important tool. This is a conversation that, you know, we have children. Our children are a combination of both parents, and oftentimes they would grow a little aggravated when I would talk to them about silence. But here's what happens. When you are silent and you start, like we were just talking about, going through these processes, then you're now looking in the mirror and you're holding yourself accountable of what your responsibility in any matter that you're feeling a rub, and you may not even there, maybe there is no rub, or just you're misunderstanding the situation. If we become noisy or we listen to noise around us, we are more apt to make very destructive and dangerous errors for ourselves and those around us. When we take a step back, even if it takes us 2 or 3 days, I did that a lot as a manager in the businesses I own. Something would occur in my business. Well, look, my motivation is I've got to keep people working happily together. I've got to keep profitability, and I've got to keep people in a job. That's a lot of responsibility.
Yes.
And I have to put food on the table for my own children. So I couldn't just go off with this emotional tangent. I said, okay, if it takes me 2 days, 3 days, I've got to work through this, and I've got to figure out the best way to handle this so that on the other side that everyone is still getting along better than ever. We've worked out the problem, and we've handled that it won't happen again. The beauty of that, my personal assistant at the time, and I had a couple of partners, she would always come. If she found out something through the little grapevine or at the office cooler, she'd say, hey, Susan, listen, I'm going to tell you this. Please don't tell. And it's like, listen, I would not, because she had the greatest concern. She was a wonderful person. She said, I bring it to you, Susan, because I know you're really going to think through the best way and it won't be disastrous. And that's what he meant. Humans were so often to go quickly, noisily, or listen to the noise around us, which is usually not even half true. And we go off and we do a lot of damage.
Boy, there's so much wisdom in this book. We've only got a short period of time to talk about it, so I'll recommend you get a copy of the book and you read it and implement what Susan is sharing, the concepts she's sharing. The book is New Concept, Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose, written under the name MindScope 7. The author, Susan Ann Chandler, our guest on the program. You talk a lot about authenticity and embracing our differences. Talk about that for a little bit, and why is this so important, authenticity and embracing our differences?
You know, it's so critical, because I myself was very challenged with this from a young age. When we are in a family, we have parts of that family, but we have to remember, even with my children, I look at them and I say, they're still an individual, and they have the right to make decisions that are best for them. They have to make the decisions that what they believe and what will give them that life of happiness and what they want out of life. We see in our society today where people struggle with that. It leads to horrible things like addictions or really bad behaviors, this confusion, because then they have to keep so silent within themselves. So it's interesting. Silence can be a deadly thing, or can be a powerful tool. Just like anything else, it's flipping that coin, figuring out how to use it best. So when we live authentically, we start plugging into our given talents and abilities, our real strengths, and how to use those strengths in their most powerful, productive, and good ways. When we live sort of to the noise we're hearing, or what we're told that we are, or who we are, and I grew up very much in an environment like that, and I had to very quietly sort of work through that, like, because I would see things like, wow, I see that, and I am not believing or understanding that this way because of certain things. But I had to keep quiet about that, Rick. We all find ourselves in that position at some point in life, but that is also a powerful position to say, okay, this is telling me something about myself. And it's not really saying anything bad about the other person. It's saying, what is it I need to know better about myself and how this resonates with me and how I need to grow in this situation? The more I questioned that, my own authenticity and who I was, the more I lived closer to that, the happier I became. Stresses go away. What other people, these little things people get so up and fighting with each other, that is just becomes a moot point. You see that as a more understanded. You know, you understand what's happening with the people. You really just have to look at, keep clipping away and saying, that's resonating strangely with me because maybe I don't believe that. And I need to understand why I don't believe that. It doesn't matter what that person believes. I don't need to try to convince them to believe what I believe. I just need to know what I believe, and that no matter what the storm or what life brings, you see, that acts as a great foundation for us, Rick. It's like no matter how bad the storm, and yes, we'll get tossed, hurt, and all these things, we're still very settled because we're living in that authentic place that we were designed. when we're there, Rick, I can serve you better. I can serve every person that comes in my path better. We all resonate better, and that is how we were designed. With these different skills, living authentically, that we aid and assist each other. Instead of fighting about trying to make everyone the same, that is not our design anyway. That's a fruitless argument, and it only leads to more arguments and a lot of issue.
Also, you talk about as one of the foundations, spiritual development, even giving you some, give us some interesting data on world religions. How does religion, faith, spiritual development fit into this conversation?
Wow, what a good question. And this is sometimes, Rick, I get a little pushback. People say, people might not agree with your belief. But the more I sort of dug in and just look, I'm going to expose what I believe, and I'm going to look into all sorts of other beliefs. It was an interesting study that I got permissions from Pew Research to include in my book. I'm going to read this quick clip. Religious Trends. This study, this is from Pew Research. This study uses data from 198 countries and territories on fertility. Now, listen to these things, Rick. Age, composition, and life expectancy. It also looks at rates of changing religious affiliation and the migration between countries. It puts all these factors together. Now, I'm not going to go further. You get the book and you'll see the rest. But I can tell you, I grew up in a family. Of course, I'm in that sort of Bible Belt line area. And people sometimes become fearful. And you know what, Rick? I understand why. I grew up with some extremism that really even caused a lot of heartache and conflict between me and people I loved, just because once I started realizing that's not exactly what I believe. I respect your belief, but now we do, Rick, have a responsibility to ourselves and to everything around us to understand what we believe, why we believe that, because then what that helps us is, again, it gives us that steadiness. I have so many friends, Rick, from a variety of religions. I have friends who are atheists. I have friends who absolutely don't believe anything that I believe religiously. And there is no conflict between us. Because, again, when you know what you believe, and generally these people know what they believe, there's no reason we're not threatened internally. There will always be external threats. But these external threats do not come from religious beliefs. It comes from misunderstanding. The more we understand people, what they believe, their foundations, we can respect them. We can meet and greet each other, because you'll find in most religions believe the same things about humanity and goodness and communal affairs.
You know, we live in a world of conflict, and what you're saying, what you're talking about in the book, Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose, is so important to us, because many people are afraid to enter into any kind of discussion for fear of that conflict. And how do I handle a disagreement and conflict? Our guest is the author of the book, Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose, Susan N. Chandler, writing under the name Microscope 7. Her website is author, SusanNChandler.com. Time is going by so quickly. In the book, you talk about some very interesting historical data regarding past trends, human conflict periods. Can you talk about the trend, so-called truths, effects on humanity? And I say that sort of with what we're going through now. Has there been a period of conflict comparable to the one we're living through?
There have been many conflicts, quite comparable. What we'll see is with humanity is we'll keep repeating. It's like we'll learn from our mistakes for a moment. Then we sort of reshape, repeat it. We sort of forget about it. And here we go again. We're recreating a whole different thing. There's a little spot in the book. I try to make it fun because some of them talks about like beauty and fashion trends that actually kill people, Rick, actually kill people. When you read this section of the book, you'll sort of laugh and chuckle. But then I say in the book, don't chuckle too quickly, because Rick, this time we're living in, this is a time for the history books. People will be reading about these generations and what's happening. They'll say, what in the world was going on? Why couldn't they see? We become blinded by things that get pounded into us as truth, but really, Rick, it's a trend. It's just sort of the thought of the day. We haven't challenged it. And we start treating it as truth. We start acting on it and becoming very destructive. Unfortunately, humans have a history of becoming destructive when they don't really understand. They flow with trends quite easily. It's part of our nature. if we can accept this about ourselves, that we're flawed, then we're always looking that front of the mirror. And one of the things I think is a great thing for us all to look in the mirror every day and say to ourselves, you know, I am a human, and my smallness and my time here, it's just incredible. We are really nothingness. We're here to add. The world is a big place, and how we connect with that and our time here, you know, it will either be beneficial or hurtful. But in your latter days, you'll always either have regret or you'll feel good about, I did the best I could, and that's all that we ever can do. So it's just being able to make sure we're not just following trends of the day. If we look back at these historical, even some of them funny, and we think that is just ridiculous. We're doing it today. We're just have reshaped it a little bit.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. If you're listening to Susan, you're going, but how do I do all this? You'll find it in the book, New Concept Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose, MindScope 7, also known as Susan N. Chandler, our guest on the program. That's her website, author, SusanNChandler.com. Time is going by so quickly. I want to touch on that for a second. You talk about anger, and we're living in a world, perceived it to be a world of anger anyway. How do we use anger in a constructive way, resolution and betterment of society? And you talk about that within the book. How do we take anger and use it in a constructive, positive way?
Exactly. Rick, this topic is so important right now more than ever, because we are taught from a very young age, especially certain, you know, even genders, and I'll say that without fear, because I had a daughter and a son, and the particular area I grew up in, sometimes my son would be very naughty, and my certain family would say, oh, he's just being a boy, and I would say, wait a minute, so he can do this. Now, I have mostly worked with men, and I actually have had more male friends than female friends. I'm a very balanced person in that regard, but sometimes we're taught the wrong things about anger. And so we should be able to see things and say, wow, that we should get more angry about what's being done to other people, really. And what we see, the sort of atrocities, the big imbalances that actually is hindering people, not just on a very surface level. It hinders them at the ability to make a living, how much money they'll be able to make. It hinders them on every level of their life. But so often, if you were born into a situation where maybe that didn't affect you as much, you need to learn more about sensitivity of seeing that, because you didn't feel it. You didn't actually know it existed. Your world was slightly different. This is not good or bad, but if you can look at it and say, well, wow, I can now see how that hurt. And it sort of makes me angry that's happened. So let's see what we can do to collectively work together that these atrocities don't happen. And we do it so easily, and we do it without even flinching at times. We just sort of fell into this thing. So it's good to be angry, but find a way now to use it as a catapult for change and betterment of us all.
With us on This Week in America, Susan N. Chandler, author of the book Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose. Susan, author and situational awareness expert. We've got only a couple minutes left in the program, and this is important, and I really, one of the main focuses of the book, I want to talk about this for a second here. You talk about superhero tools and superhero rules. Where do we get these? How do we get these, and why are they so important?
Well, Rick, this sort of goes back to our earlier conversation about that authenticity.
Yes.
Until you really start living authentically, your superhero tools are out in the shed somewhere.
Yes.
So once you do that, you're going to start seeing, wow, this is a real strength I have. But whoa, 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 right there. Because every strength you have, if you're not carefully balancing that, it is an equal weakness. So you've always got to keep that in your scope. So once you start living authentically, and it takes work, the interesting thing about the book and even our conversation is sort of like a guidebook, sort of the layman's guidebook of building blocks of getting all these tools you need in your belt, and then understanding how to use these tools for yourself and those around you. Now, the rules, what's interesting about the rules, there's always underlying rules. And let's say if we called ourselves tribes, because look, we all are living in our own little tribe, so to speak. You know, there are tribes within tribes, right?
Yes.
And we all know this. So our tribes within tribes, we sort of have to understand their rules. It doesn't mean we're living by, but we need to understand the rules that guide, going back to what we believe, right? These rules they've set for their tribe or their little tribe within this tribe, and it's all being governed. So we need to understand their rules, and we need to understand our rules of how we will work and marry in this ability to work together without breaking our own beliefs or rules and without trying to hinder their beliefs or rules. This takes work. It takes a lot of finesse. It's not all this screaming and fighting that gets this done. It is finesse. It is understanding. It is using your tools properly. It is understanding how to be angry in a loving way and fashion that into useful tools that catapult us into growing a better future instead of spiraling further down.
That's such an important message for the world that we live in. I'm going to take a second or so here at the end to sort of get you to summarize. What do you hope readers take away from reading your book? What do you hope the main, I hate to say main takeaway, what do you hope the main takeaways are from reading the book?
Yes, and thank you for asking that, Rick. So, and the building blocks as the listeners read through the book, and I do hope they will at least give it an opportunity. As you go through the book and you start making these discoveries, and I've given you exercises in the book that you can do yourself or you can do with friends, and that will even open up new things to you that you'll think, wow, what? You'll have these aha moments, the light bulb comes on. So this will help you. Let's just break it into three things. You will have the early detection of the situational awareness, what's going on. You'll be able to detect that early before it gets too much of extreme or calamities that now you've just got to do damage control. So you need that early detection. Then you need to be, again, you're in tribes and in tribes within tribes. You need to be steps ahead of any damage control. Not trying to harm people into making them do what you want, but try to help people not get hurt themselves. Because, see, if you have a little greater understanding, maybe you're a little more mature in an area, this is how you can aid fellow man. Help them not step into a landmine. Help them to connect to their authentic self and bring them from devastation. And this is a way you love. So early detection, being steps ahead, and then able to limit the damages, Rick, number three. This helps us not just to keep having to live in this survival mode, but we will be able to start thriving again. If we can take this away with us, early detection, steps ahead, and limiting damages.
The time has gone by so quickly. Our guest on the program is Susan N. Chandler, writing under the pen name of Mind Scope 7. The book is New Concept, Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose. The book, and I love this line, aims for the survivors to take life's steering wheel from the oppressor. That's a good visual to sort of like, okay, I'm driving this ship, I'm driving this car, I'm going to take the steering wheel back. The book has received numerous awards, a 5-star Reader's Favorite Award, also featured in the New York Times Book Review, Publishers Weekly, the Ingram Advance Catalog. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to pageturner.us, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Susan's own website, authorsusannchandler.com. Susan, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. So much more we can talk about. Hopefully we can do part two of our conversation. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest is Susan N. Chandler. The book is New Concept, Within Silence, Finding Your Power and Purpose. Her website is authorsusannchandler.com. And, of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.